Okay, it's 7 p.m. Time to start the meeting. Do I hear a motion to begin the meeting?
I'll make a motion.
Thank you, Commissioner Metcalf. Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Commissioner Resendez. First thing on the agenda is the Pledge of Allegiance and then the moment of silent prayer.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, and with liberty and justice for all.
Thing on the agenda is introductions. I believe everybody knows everybody. Would you still like? I'm Mayor Stoneham.
City Clerk Doug Lush.
Utility Commissioner Susan Moffitt.
City Commissioner Doug
Lush. Small Trader.
Thank you. Is there any comments or concerns? If not, we're just going to move along. Okay. July 15th, city meeting minutes. Is there any corrections or could I get a motion to approve them?
I make a motion.
Thank you, Commissioner Maupin.
I'll say.
Thank you, Commissioner Metcalf. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? All right. City financial reports were distributed and posted on the website. Was there any corrections anybody saw or need to have corrected? If not, do I hear a motion to accept the July 2025 financial reports? Thank you, Commissioner Resendez. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Metcalf. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Invoices and receipts are going around. All right. The first thing is, we can go through this real quick because this was distributed. The Kentucky statute for audits was amended and went into effect at the end of June. So I had, because I didn't understand it, I put a hold on our engagement letter with our auditor, since I thought it would be in the best interest of our residents and taxpayers to make sure that we were doing what's best for them. And so she returned this email basically saying that we fall into still doing it as we're previously as the previous statute required us to do. We are over the $500,000 in revenues and expenditures, so, well, mostly just the revenue. We don't fall over the $500,000 in expenditures. But anyhow, did anybody have any questions about this? Because she's waiting for a phone call if we need to talk to her. If not, I'm going to make a motion that we just go ahead and continue because we are required. This is a year to be required to do an audit. Just go ahead and have her begin the process of establishing the beginning of our audit. For a second.
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Metcalf. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. Next thing is the downed and overhanging tree limbs. And I believe Commissioner Resendez has an update on that. Got to speak up because I got to hear you down here.
I did send the city attorney, we did the quote for that, and I asked Harold, but he didn't reply back on time, so I had to look for another tree service. Their name is Pro Trees LLC, and I asked Mayor Stone to go there on Saturday or Sunday.
Saturday.
So we can explain to the this new company what's going on, and the mayor did explain to him very clearly. So we were able to get a quote, two quotes. This is one quote, and then the other, the second one is behind.
Just past three of them down here.
You know what?
Yeah. I gave you every one of them.
The one that they received in the city of Washington Hills, that is only for the limb. And we have actually, there's a second limb. The first time I showed you guys this picture, it was only this one. There's another one that broke, I believe, was last.
Last Wednesday? Was it a storm last Wednesday? Yeah.
I think so. So, so now we got two. So that would be $1,900 only for the removal of the limb, branches, and the second one, which is in the other side. That quote is for the tree removal, which is basically for the homeowner and for the work of the hill. And that's $3,150. But the city attorney sent the quote to the homeowner. It was mail yesterday. And obviously they don't have it yet. So unless they can reply back and agree to go half on the $3,150, we can go ahead and do the tree removal. But if they don't, we're going to have to go with the first quote. And I would ask the service to, I mean, the tech to make they are available probably next week. Because this is something that has to be taken care of as soon as possible. So it's kind of like, that's our options right now. I don't know what you guys think.
So who agreed to it? I'm sorry, I missed that in my notes. You said that the attorney mailed the quote to the homeowner, and did they not? They haven't responded yet.
No.
Okay. Right.
It was just in yesterday, because we got it pretty late.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So we're waiting to see if they will agree?
Yeah, and if they don't, we can still go ahead and schedule the check to
Did you want to do that motion? I put it on back on one of them. It's on the back of your.
So to move forward and set the start of state with the stipulation that is the 11018 Lunenburg Court property owner has been required or agreed to share in the cost of the removing and disposal of the tree by the time our contractor is on site, then the removal and disposal of the two damaged limbs overhanging city property as proposed on the separate proposal quote are to be the only services to be performed and billed for.
That's the motion. Does everybody understand what we're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I think
there's a motion.
If they don't go in half, that we shouldn't take the motion.
What?
If they don't go in half, then we shouldn't
Right. Because, and we can't even go on their property.
Right.
And the good thing was is when we looked at the tree limbs where they're broke at, it's right on the city line. So all they got to do is take that damaged part off and remove all that debris. So with that, I'll second the motion. And if there's no questions and everybody agrees, all right, I'll take a vote. All those in favor of the motion as stated, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. So that's out of the way. Now I need my sheet back.
Oh, okay.
All right. Do you understand that, Mr. Martis?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I don't think there's any other legal things. Well, why don't we go ahead and bring it up now?
Okay. I need to tell everyone now that due to legal things that are going on.
Yeah, go. I got to speak up. I can't.
Okay. Due to legal situation that's going on with the city and our contract security, Liberty City Protection, LAPD's ordered Derby City to drop our contract. We did get them to agree to continue until September.
Through September or through August?
Through August.
Through August. Okay.
And is that because of the proposed issue?
There was issues with the Courier Journal.
Okay.
The things that they've been writing, and I think they just don't want to get involved in a scandal of some type, so they're just covering it out of the place.
LAPD?
Yeah, LAPD, not Derby City. Derby City will let it keep working for us.
Okay.
They just have to do what they tell them.
So this was an order from his client?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
So we'll be working on... We used to have Meadowvale as a contractor, so we're going to approach them and see if we can get some names out of Tate. Does that sound right?
You mean what names, like Meadowvale officers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see what we can do with getting interlocal agreements with other city employees or something.
That's a shame.
Yeah. So... All right. Replacement of the city laptop. Everything going okay?
Just fine.
All right. Everything's working, right?
Yes. Okay.
All right. Banking. We agreed to go with the CDs, these 2-3 month CDs, at last city meeting. And we did that. The non-restricted funds, we took $500,000 and transferred it into CD, 3-month CD. It's given a 4.1 rate with a 4.18 annual yield rate. And the restricted funds, we did $250,000, same arrangement. We're still getting the top tiered rates on our bank accounts because they are still over $100,000. So that's just an update. We will get notified when the 3 months is up, and then we have 10 days, not 10 business days, 10 days, I believe, to change, which will fall after our city meeting. So we'll be talking about it at that particular city meeting prior to that maturity date. Bike to Beat Cancer, that's next month. I believe it's September 13th. I haven't heard anything other than what we've had in the past. The COWH Welcome Ambassadors, still no interest from anybody doing that. Emergency communications equipment.
We're going to use...
6 was the last month.
Yeah, we're going to use count 7 a month.
Okay. All right. Any other old business that the commissioners know about? If not, we'll move to new business. Linda's not here. She's having issues with, I think, her oxygen. Anyhow, she did want, she emailed me this morning about our webpage, particularly on one sentence that talks about declaring our city as a non-sanctuary city in the welcome. I don't have a problem removing it, but I would like the opportunity to be able to have it somewhere on the page that's not as obvious to where it can link to it. Is anybody objecting to that?
Well, can we table it until Linda's back, and if she does, she can say so.
I'll tell you what, we'll table it. I'll take it off because she showed an interest in it.
Right.
Okay, I'll take it off. I'll have it changed back to what it was before, because it's just one sentence in the middle of what we had before, and then we can talk about it at the next city meeting. Is that agreeable?
Yes.
Okay, that's what we'll do. Is there any other new business that needs to be brought up? If not, we're going to move right along to the commissioner's report.
I do have Linda's.
You have Linda's?
Yeah, I emailed it to you. If somebody wants to go first, I'll pull it up.
Okay. Commissioner Resendez, why don't you go first?
Okay.
Speak up. I want to hear you down here.
This is a property commission report from July 15th to August 19th. On July 18th, I was informed by Mary Stone that the cherry tree needed to be removed after a last-minute inspection revealed its poor condition. In response, I emailed Harold to notify the tree service about this decision. On August 9th, I got a voicemail about problems with the sidewalk at Food Deli Place. I informed the resident that the city of Louisville is responsible for addressing these issues. On August 15th, I asked Harold for a copy of the previous quote on the mulberry tree in the backyard at Lindbergh Court. No reply. I also reached out to another tree service company for a last-minute quote. On August 16th, I met with the new tree company, Tech, for an estimate on the mulberry tree on Lindbergh Court. I asked Mayor Stoneman to be present to help explain the tree situation. On August 18th, I received a new quote for the mulberry tree and forwarded to the city attorney for the homeowners to review. I drove around the city to check the landscaping islands, which look good. Harold's tree service guys did a great job removing the locust tree, the hackberry limb, and the cherry tree in the green space. And Harold did send me his invoice for July today.
All right. Thank you, Commissioner Resendez.
I have a question. What was it about sidewalks on
Caselli?
Yeah.
I got a voicemail, and it was the resident. They were concerned about the sidewalks on Caselli Place. And I informed them that City of Louisville is the one that's responsible for that.
Yeah.
I did roll over there. I couldn't find it. I wanted to see, but I, you know, when I was doing my house, but I couldn't look. I probably missed it.
Well, part of the jelly is in the area I live in, and then the other part is in Fincastle. I guess that's Fincastle.
No. It's Jefferson County.
Oh.
Fincastle doesn't start
right there.
Huh?
The line.
Yeah, the line is, we have the property address, but the property owners are actually responsible for sidewalks.
Right.
Okay. So, okay, Commissioner Metcalf, why don't you go next?
Okay. Safety Commissioner Report 8-19-25. Drove to city various times. Went to the post office with Mayor Stone on each Friday and on Tuesday, 8-19-25. Conducted real checks last after last city meeting using Channel 6. We'll use Channel 7 tonight. 8-19-25, went to storage area one occasion with Mayor Stone, went to Dan Small's office on 8-15-25 to get checks signed, issued a parking permit on Bay Run Drive, issued a parking permit on 11900 East Oak Court due to the death in the family. That's it.
Thank you, Commissioner Metcalf. Commissioner Mulpin.
Okay, the Road Commissioner report for August 7-20 began working on Kentucky Department of Transportation Municipal Road Assistant application. This is a request for assistance with the repaving installation of speed humps at 4502 through 4729 Lunenburg Drive. The application is in debt, requiring details such as the latitude and longitude of streets and photos. 7:25, using the online archives, I reviewed the minutes of commission meetings going back to 2005 to find any history of paving or road repairs on Nunenburg Drive. Although there was mention of repairs on city streets, there was no mention of streets by name or specific dates. I corresponded with other current former commission members, and the only additional information I got was about the alligator patching, which most estimated began in early 2000 and continued into 2019 and 20. 8:09, received a voicemail about a property issue from a homeowner on Snowy Place, which I forwarded to Commissioner Resendez. 8:12, contacted All Terrain Paving, Slim Brothers Paving, Derby City Paving to request a bid on repaving and installing speed humps on Lindbergh Drive. I asked for a quote for painting and using thermal plastic on speed humps. 8:13, reviewed the minutes from the July commission meeting and replied to Kirk's email. 8:18, talked to All Terrain Paving and Derby City to check on status of bids. They are still in process of repairing them. 8:19, reviewed updated financial reports for tonight's meeting.
Thank you for giving Commissioner Beville's report.
And okay, I was going to say I can forward that to Beth.
Thank you.
And then the utility commissioner's report.
Go ahead with the utilities commissioner report.
7:21, voicemail from resident at 12017 Bayrun Drive. He stated that the trash and recycle pickup was unsatisfactory, that Ecotech was doing a very poor job, only unloading half of the recycling, that it can't be, that if it can be resolved, he will leave his can at the street and you will have to pick it up. 7:23, I called resident at 12017 Bayrun Drive and left a voicemail. 8:04, voicemail from resident at 12017 Bayrun Drive. He stated Ecotech did it again. He said that they left recycling in the can and it's all over the street. His neighbor across the street had garbage all over the road. 8:05, I returned the call to resident at 12017 Bayrun Drive. I assured him that I would report and address his complaints with Ecotech. I explained why the city chose to go with Ecotech and why recycling had switched to every other week. I told him that I would call him back after speaking with Ecotech. I called Ecotech and spoke with our account manager, Connor. I told him that the complaints our city residents have. He stated that Ecotech wants the city to be happy with our trash service and that he will speak with the drivers and operation managers about these complaints. 8:05, email from resident stating she noticed an abundant amount of recyclables strewn all over the street. I emailed the resident and stated that I reported her concerns and complaints to the account manager at Ecotech. 8:15, drove city for street light check. 8:19, read all his emails, attend city meeting, will participate in radio check. And I had another, must have been 8:05. I drove the city for street light check. 8:05 or 8:05. It was either 8:04 or 8:05. I drove the city for a street light check and to check on the garbage all over. It must have been 8:04, which was a Tuesday, I think. Let me check. No, that was a Monday, so it was 8:04.
Okay. Is that it?
Yeah. I just hope that
Ecotech
gets the trash out, and because we had some lengthy emails, and
Well, they were out. I didn't see anything yesterday when I drove in.
Well, I mean, today I noticed some recycled cans, like, at the curb. They weren't on in the yard or on the driveway.
Well, they put them on there. That's where a yeah. lot of people put them.
Yeah, right. So, you know, I mean...
And on Bay Run, it's hard to put some of them trash bins on the driveway or even on the grass because it's on a hill.
I have a question. I don't know if you guys, but with Rumkey, let's say your recycling thing was like four, right? You pulled it, there's your ticket. Also, I did notice that if I would use like a box, extra box that didn't fit, they will help to pick it up and take it without calling. And I did this on Sunday.
I was wondering if y'all, it was just, that's just a city, yeah, and I didn't want to overload the recycling thing. It was kind of already, and I said they would probably take it. I don't think it's a big deal, but I wanted to try it too, you know, because a lot of complaints and stuff, and it seems that they're not, they're just doing their thing. I can most definitely call Connor again and see, you know,
they're not required to get out of the truck.
Right, they're not.
No, I know. It's just a bumping. I think they were not required either because they would just probably take it. But yeah. I noticed that for the past 3 years that I've been there, that they would take everything. Unless it's something huge, big that you didn't call in, they're not going to take it.
Right.
But I did notice a couple of boxes and, you know, things.
Yeah, I saw some stuff out too. I mean,
the boxes have got to be broke down and put into the trash bins.
Yeah.
They do not get out of the vehicle. It gets into whatever reasoning.
Insurance reasons. There are reasons why they don't leave their trucks.
Okay.
And, you know, I can get those details from Connor if need be because, you know, we...
Yeah, because we can post them on the website.
Did they think they were too good to get out? Yeah. I don't think that's the case.
No.
And that's also hearsay, so...
And most of the people like this Sunday, no, that was last Sunday when they were going to do the pickup for Monday, right? When it was not the recycling last time, there was a lot of recycling out. And they will put their trash in and they'll leave the one on
for days and days.
Yes,
they do. They're going to come get it.
Yeah, and it's probably more than 10, you know, and I just think they. I don't know if Ecotech can do it. I'm not sure. You know, something that we can put like a sticker or something and say, hey, it's bi-weekly, so they can actually see
it.
It's on the website.
Okay, because the resident that I spoke with at 12017 suggested that a calendar with the dates be put on the website. So, you know, I mean, it could be a personal preference. Maybe some just want to leave it out there. So, you know, we can't necessarily tell them what to do with their
And people are different. I'm like that. I have to put it on my calendar and say, today is the day. You know, just to remember.
Yeah. No, I mean...
Yes, that is God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what the solution to that would be. You know.
If Connor will send me a calendar...
Right, because we're
then I can
2 years
post it.
Now, you know. This,
right. Yeah, it'll be. Yeah.
I'm in 24 months of scheduling for recycle. I'm not opposed to it, but, you know, I mean, I've seen people just leave their cans out there and they walk the trash out to the street.
They're just going to leave them out there because they think.
Yeah, I mean, it could be personal preference.
Yeah, and then
we're going to
have one of those, you know, those thunderstorms that come through. And they'll
you know,
push the recycling bin and anything of that, you know, or trash or whatever, and then they leave it there until, like, the next pickup, and then it gets messy.
The same thing with the lawn waste, too.
Yeah.
That we got people that put the sacks out in the drainage on the street on Bay Run, which doesn't make a lot of sense to me, you know, where the little gutter... is for the water runoff.
Right.
They put it right in that and let it sit there for a whole week. So.
Yeah, I mean.
Is there a rule where garbage cans are supposed to go?
Empty or full?
Where?
Empty or full?
No. When I put my garbage can out for trash,
yeah.
Is there a rule that's supposed to
go? No, they just want space between them.
Okay, no, that's fine. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
You put them out there, you got to, like, you've got a hill in front of yours. There's the only place you can put them is pretty much on the street.
The driveway sometimes.
Right. Right. So, you know.
Yeah. I used to know if there was...
There's no rules. I mean, maybe they should, you know, come up with some garbage can rules.
Oh, yeah. Why don't we just make it worse?
Yeah. I mean,
Here's a good thing that you...
We could get a film.
We are on the opposite... If Coldstream has their recycling out, it's not our week. Okay? So if you see yellow and yan lids over in Coldstream, it's not our week. Okay? They've been on every other week for 2 years now, I believe. And they went through the same problems we are going through now.
Well, I mean, if we were indeed paying for tonnage that we weren't using, you know, and all of a sudden now people want to recycle, I mean, how can we gauge even in the future?
It wasn't that we weren't paying
our trash pickup, you know.
It wasn't that we were paying higher per tonnage.
Right, higher.
It was like,
yeah,
our trash and recycling difference was like anywhere from 150 to 175% difference. The lawn waste was even worse, because most of the time it was around 240 or 250% higher, and that one, the 2025 on that chart that I gave, that was 700 and something percent higher than the tonnage for our trash. So again, this is the reason why we've done these things, and we did it for the benefit of the residents.
And to be clear, trash pickup, I mean, yard waste pickup is the same, on the same schedule as recycling.
Right.
Okay, just one.
So if your yellow cans are out, yard waste can be out too. So.
I mean, they are bigger cans. I mean, that's.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, they're 30. Our recycling before were 65 gallon cans. These are 95 gallon cans. So.
And if need be, I mean, I would, and this is me, if I couldn't fit everything in my recycle bin and I had room in my garbage can, I would put it there.
Well, what choice do you have?
Exactly.
People need to just, they need to adjust their style of putting their trash in their can. They need to be more conscious that you can't put a box from Amazon or anywhere without it being broke down, because it's going to take up more space than breaking it down to where you can fold it.
I don't mean to, you know, make light of it, because I do try to recycle everything, and I appreciate the residents out there that do want to and try to recycle everything. I mean, I don't mean to make light of it, but I've had to do that. And there's different circumstances. You know, could have people moving in and out, kids moving in and out. You can have more boxes than normal, you know, so.
Well, I do know that.
I'm not trying to make light of it.
I do know if they call Ecotec and let them know that they've got extra, that they will make the adjustment.
They will have to pay, right? Each.
No, they.
One of my neighbors moved out, and he had a lot of stuff. He called and they said you can put up to 10 bags, no matter what's in it, a month. If you call them,
okay, garbage bags.
Yes, you can have any kind of. You can have people that recycle garbage or anything.
But it's a one-time deal for a month.
Yeah.
One-time deal.
So we can call and say we have those extra
large items. Yeah.
But the large item or the bulky or the extra clean out stuff, you know, you have to call them ahead of time, and they're going to note the date, so then you can't do another larger bulky group of materials, trash and stuff for another month, okay?
But it could be multiple bags is what you're
saying. That's what he's saying.
Up to 10 bags, okay.
But you have to call ahead of time. And it's in the letter about calling for for that kind of stuff. If there's nothing else, do I hear a motion to adjourn the meeting?
I'll make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Thank you, Commissioner Metcalf. Do I hear a second?
Okay.
Thank you, Commissioner Maupin. The time is 7:35.